Hey guys, appreciate you tuning in for this episode of The Mental Minute with Jared Toy. I'm said for mention Jared Toy, owner, founder, CEO, head popper of Jared's Probiotics, Jared's Kombucha, Jared's Sodas, and jaredspropops.com. If you've been here before, listen to The Mental Minute, do me a favor, click the like button there or a heart, comment, write the words The Mental Minute just to let me know that you've come back. If this is the first time that you've listened to this, in 60 seconds or less, I'm going to give you some information, some good knowledge nuggets that will help you become emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually better all through better digestion of the gut. I appreciate you tuning in. I try to do this every day, so you can find me pretty much anywhere on social media, but let's get this ball rolling. Hey guys, I appreciate you tuning in for this episode of The Mental Minute. Today, I'm going to discuss how our microbiome has changed through centuries and not necessarily for the better. You probably wouldn't be too surprised if I said that the makeup of our guts and our microbiome is significantly different than what was present in humans, let's say, 100 centuries ago. And as we have evolved physically, our behaviors have evolved as well, due in large part to the factors that are intended to simplify or improve our lives. We made a shift to become more agriculturally proficient, and our decision to utilize animals for foods and farming, actually that has had an effect on our body composition, but more recently, technology and chemistry have had an even more profound effect on the bacterial makeup of our biomes. This effect has not necessarily always been for the better though. It's, you know, in that quest to standardize things, to improve our efficiency, that we've essentially homogenized our guts, and we've lost a significant amount of the diversity that our bellies need in order to keep it running smoothly. Now granted, there are companies out there that are attempting to boost our immune system by creating products that add additional bacteria into our body. So instead of looking at a particular product and saying, okay, this will be the one that makes all the changes that I need for my belly, the better way to actually look at it would be to say to yourself, okay, self, I really want to biohack my body, which means that we should not be using science and biology to find that one thing. We should actually use it as a way to change our environment around us and inside of us so that we actually have more control over our own biology. Biohacking, friends, it's that important. Thanks for watching, guys. Do me a huge favor. Click the like button, follow, subscribe, turn on post notifications. It would mean the world. And that's the end of the show, folks. Let me first of all say I'm so grateful and appreciative and thankful that you guys listen to these. I can't express that in words. I try to do this daily, three times over at anchor.fm, three times at jaredspropops.com, the other time on Instagram, Jared Toy. But sadly, we're at the end. So there's really nothing more other than just do me a huge favor, absolutely huge favor. Take a screenshot. So hit those two buttons, take a screenshot, and share this on your social media platforms, on your stories, whether that's on Facebook, share it on your stories, whether you're on Instagram stories, share it there, whether you're on Snapchat, share it all with your stories and let the audience know that this is kind of a cool thing, 60 seconds of jam-packed information about gut health. You're not going to find that really anywhere, I don't think, on social media. Maybe you are. I don't know. But share it with your audience. Find me on social media, Jared's Pro Pops on Snapchat, Jared Toy on Instagram, or Jared's Pro Pops on Facebook. Share it with your audience, share it with me, and let me share my love of gut health with you. Have a great day, folks.